tough pass. That's off the hands of Piffner, and up ahead here comes JT with a running right hand. Couldn't quite turn it into a three-point play, but Mr. Fox is going to get whistled for the foul, and JT is going to step to the free throw line looking for points 11 and 12.
That should be the third foul there on Fox.
Not playing too sly there with those fouls.
And it is, as the free throw on the way. And it's splash time for JT as he puts it through the hole. Royals lead by five. 1:47 gone thus far here in this final half. Next free throw too long. Rebound by Damian Penn. He'll take it up the right side of the court. Goes between the legs on the right side. Fox going to let a three ball fly. That's going to be wide right. And going over the back is Lucas Erdman on the rebound attempt. Nice job of boxing out by Chase Lieberg. And that's going to be foul number two on Lucas.
That is correct by my count.
Speaking of two, we played 2 minutes now exactly here in the second half. Get a little chance. We'll see if Michael can scrounge up a score or two here for us from other areas. Games that are taking place.
Oh!
Little jumper that doesn't fall in the lane that time for Owen, and the rebound in capable hands of Mr. Fox.
Pause.
As we pause for station and out. Little left-hand dribble. He still keeps this thing alive. And now bounces it to Pent. Damian. Left side, Erdman. To Piffner. Takes it on the baseline. Ball rotates on the baseline. Ball above the head. Skip pass. Looking for the three ball as Piffner decides against it as Schlafer jumps out on him. Down low, left-hand roll. Doesn't fall for Pent. Next time, and the rebound secured by Schlafer, and he gets pushed as he rolls by the Newman bench. And that foul is going to go against Lucas Piffner. Be his second personal.
About halfway through the second half, Everest leading Wisconsin Rapids 36-25, so that's a little bit closer than maybe some of us were wondering about, because Everest, not a bad team this year.
Up in Evergreen Land?
Yes, yep, up in the Northwoods of Schofield.
32-27, Royals by five. Five ticks under 15 minutes. And intended receiver was Schlafer that time. Kind of got knocked down from behind.
I think there was a flag.
Got away with one.
I think there was a flag on that, personally. I thought he got there before the ball did, and just the physicality of the play, I thought there was going to be a foul call. But, hey, maybe some of these players from Newman are the Riley Thomas School of Defense.
Taking it all the way to the basket is Piffner, and he's going to be fouled. So he's going to go to the free throw line for his second time tonight. As the foul is going to be whistled against Trey France. It'll be his second personal, team's first here in the half. Free throw on the way and wide to the left as it bounced off to the right.
That's wide left, kind of like some field goal kickers we know from a state west of here.
And somebody against San Francisco last year.
Yep, there's that too. Can't forget that.
Trey France checks out. Free throw up and good as Piffner hits one out of two. 3 for 5 now. 60% for the Cardinals. Still that 4-point lead that they had at half for Assumption. Owen Hagen penetrates inside the 15-foot line of the free throw. On the baseline to Nystrom and then reaching in. Did they get a jump ball?
Yes, they did.
They did, as a couple of Cardinals kindly help up Mr. Nystrom. We call it a turnover because the arrow turns over on the Royals, but it'll still be their basketball with 14:23 still to go. Schlafer, top of the wheel, fakes to his right, goes to his left, lays it up off the glass.
Nice play.
He made that very quick move to his left and back to his right and is able to finish it and give the Royals a 6-point lead with 14 minutes to go. Oh, nice look inside. Block from behind. Oh, they got Nystrom with the foul. Logan doesn't think he did.
Yeah, and Coach Paul's very happy with Logan's reaction.
So they're going to call him for a push from behind, and Erdman, who cannot get the basket to go because of the foul will go to the free throw line. His first trip there tonight.
Yeah, that was one where Logan's like puts his hands up in the air, what did I do? And was kind of wondering that. And you hear Coach Paul just immediately, stop it.
Yeah, right? Chase Liebberg checks out. J.J. Oswald back in for Coach Paltz. The ailing Coach Paltz, but he's sucking it up tonight.
Oh, yeah. He's a tough little feller.
Erdman with the left hand. Good. He hits both free throws. He now has 4 points. And again, the lead is back to four. 14 minutes remaining. So we played 4 minutes here in half number two and really figured out nothing.
Story of my life.
There's the handoff on top. Oswald with it there. Over to Schlafer. We almost walked.
Yeah.
That jab step was almost a little move of the pivot foot. As going to the baseline is Hagen. Back over to Schlafer for three. No. And the board secured by Erdman for the Cardinals. Fender. With a couple of quick dribbles between the leg, but Schlafer had nothing to do with those fakes. Now to Pifner. Pifner on the baseline. 14-footer short. And the board is grabbed out of there by Nystrom. 13-15 remaining in the ball game. 34-30 Royals. They have the ball in the front court. In the hands of board. On to Schlafer. He's on the left wing. Stops and pops, and it's
good.
You could just tell, couldn't you?
Oh, I was staring right down the barrel of that one. That was a good one.
It was only a matter of if it was going to be short or long or perfect, and it turned out to splash the net. 37-30 now, Royals. We've talked about it several times. We thought this would be a very competitive ball game. It has not disappointed.
Been a good one. Some pretty good defense out there.
Three ball on the way for the answer. And it's good by Damian Pent. His first three bomb. He now has 9 points. And guess what? The lead's at four. Here's Schlafer on the baseline. Double team. So he spins around, gets back out to board. On top to Nystrom. Logan will take. Dribble inside. Double team. Goes back out to board. Come around to Oswald. JJ with a dribble. Stops on the top of the wheel. Nystrom, left side extended about 6 feet beyond the arc. Hesitation dribble. Fall away. Falls off the rim. No. Rebound in the hands of McCarty. He might be coaching the Bears soon.
Yeah, that one.
There's the dribble by Fender. Goes all the way to the baseline. Keeps that dribble alive. Leave it off into the hands of Erdman, who can't finish it. Rebound and outlet. Here comes Nystrom the other way. Stops. Pops. Got it. No!
Oh.
It was halfway down and it came out. I thought for sure he had it. Oh, my goodness. And they got all a jump ball. And this time the possession arrow. Boy, I don't know if we give a turnover. That was on a rebound. They just both grabbed it. I think we'll just not give
it
a turnover.
Turn zero, though. That's where the problem lies.
All right, let's do it. Usually we're nice on Friday nights, but I guess we're not anymore.
Well, Friday nights are right for fight. We don't have Saturday nights. Sorry.
Oh, man. This is Friday nights under the lights.
That's right. They have another update here. Rough one for the Port Edwards girls. They got beat 98-4. Pichelli's good.
They're good.
They are very good.
Yeah. And there's a turnover on the other end as Lucas Pifner just kind of had it poked off of his body as he was trying to go on the baseline. And so the Royals, still that 4-point advantage as we approach the 11-minute mark. And possession of the basketball. J.J. Oswald, dribble penetration, jump stop, triple teamed, pivots away from it, gets it over to board. He'll take it with the left hand off the glass, no. And long rebound arms of Fender, and up ahead to Pifner. Leave it to Pent on the baseline, go around to McCarty, loses possession, and picked up over there by Oswald. Turnover number 12 now on the Cardinals. Dribble penetration, Nystrom. Schlafer takes it inside. Goes into the basket. They'll say no shot. He was pushed on the floor. So it'll just be Royal basketball underneath the hoop.
That works.
I think they call that a McCarty.
I think so.
It'll be his third. And a timeout.
30-second Friday.
Just a 30-second timeout here. Gives us a chance to say a great big thank you to all of our sponsors who allow us to always bring you these games. Econ Electric Incorporated, Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Morrison Tree Service, Paper City Savings, A Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids area CBB. We sincerely appreciate the support of all our local businesses so we can bring you these games. Give us a holler, 715-424-1300. During the weekdays, if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. WisCountry, WIRI, or you can always listen on the Civic Media app. Royals by four. They led it 31-27 at the break. Since then, both teams have put 6 points up on the board in the first 7 minutes and 14 seconds here. And it'll be Assumption basketball down to our right in the hands of JT. He has in the corner J.J. Oswald as an option.
A lot of J's out there.
A lot of J's. Oh, nice move.
Beautiful.
Just circling around that time was Parker Vruwink. Looked like he was going out on top to set a screen. Came back around. Got the little bounce pass from JT and put it down.
That was slick.
39-33. 10-33 remaining. Fender in the corner goes to Piffner. Cross-court pass, baseline. Caught down there by Erdman. Pent will dribble it between the circles and then hand it off. Defender. Piffner on the left wing, guarded out there by Nystrom. Now we got number one on number one. Poked away into the backcourt. Yep, over and back. As Quincy Fender couldn't quite catch up to it in time, and by the time he did, he had a toe on the backcourt. Yeah.
Coach Wenkoff's wondering if that was tipped over, and then that would nullify the over and back. And from our angle, which isn't a good angle at it, I thought he had a very legitimate complaint there.
When the official explained it to him, looked like he agreed and walked away.
Yep. I mean, what's the point of really arguing that one? You know, it's
Schleifer for three. Oh. Just short, and it's going to come out of bounds right here in the corner by the table where they sell you an entrance into the gymnasium. I paid double tonight for some reason. I don't.
That's because I didn't.
Ah. We're just joking.
I'll get you next time.
We're just joking, folks.
I'll get you next time.
They're kind to us. 9:45 here. Royals by six. But it's the Cardinals basketball. Three ball on the way. That's going to be short. Battled for and poked away from one Cardinal to the other and now into the hands of the Royals. And J.J. can't quite get it as they try to bounce it ahead from Nystrom. Turnover number 13 on Assumption. And a full timeout. Nope, just a 30-second timeout to be taken. Let's do the same, Seth. We'll be back with more from Assumption right after this.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
To 27 at the break, and the Royals have outscored the Cardinals 8-6 here in half number two. We are 30 ticks away from being halfway through half number two. That's a lot of halves.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, we have a good one for you here.
Yeah. Randy, you sly dog,
you. Took a little too long for me to think of that.
It still counts.
Still counts.
I'll allow it.
Makes up for that last one.
Yeah, that's right.
Cardinals with the basketball. Nystrom into the, that's Piffner in the forecourt. They get it down low to the big man. Turn around, put up the J. Doesn't fall from McCarty. Rebound by Chase Lieberg, and the Royals coming our way. Schleifer, penetration, finger roll, off the glass, no. And the rebound to McCarty. Up ahead, Piffner thought about the three. Exploded towards the baseline, but Lieberg, they're able to cut off that baseline, so he has to bring it back out and get it to Fender and Piffner now. Piffner with a tough runner doesn't go. Rebound grab by Brewing. Nice box out that time by Parker. Gets it ahead to Lieberg, and now they'll leave it for Schleifer, who will reload the offense with 8.5 minutes remaining here and a 6-point Royal lead.
Neither offense is really performing well in the second half. That's definitely maybe the Riley Thomas School of offense, not defense.
JJ on the dribble. Leaves it for Braden Peters, who's checked into the ball game for Assumption during that last timeout. Now Lieber comes to a jump stop inside the lane. Has to get out of there so he doesn't get a three-second violation. Does so. Schlafer, dribble penetration. Has it poked away. Can he regather? No. Oh, he just dove to the floor. And they're going to call JT for the foul.
Yeah, it's a tough one, but it's the right one.
And it's only the second one, according to my calculations. And it's
six turnovers for the Royals, by my count. Six for the Cardinals as well.
So the Royals leading it by six. Now pick it up at about three-quarter court. Again, man-to-man, as they've been doing all evening long. Cardinals take it down low. McCarty, turn around. Jay, good.
Nice shot.
That's his second two-point basket of the night. He now has 5 points with a free throw. And it's, once again, a four-point Royal lead.
First points in about 5 minutes of game time for either team.
Lieberg has it on the right wing. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Picks up that dribble. Goes back out to JJ, who's going to think about a reverse layup. Now Lieberg for three. Got it!
I thought it was a two.
Did they only give him two?
Well, I saw his toe on the line.
Yep,
so
they only give him two. Good call. Down the other way, McCarthy. The ball away doesn't go for McCarthy. And the rebound into the hands of Lieberg.
So I got four rebounds for Verwink so far in the game.
As we approach the seven-minute mark. Rotating it to the left-hand side. Peters with the dribble. Hounded there by Damian Pent. Leave it for Lieberg. Chase tries to bounce it over to Oswald.
Leave it for Beaver, but leave it to Beaver, but leave it for Lieberg.
I like that. Here's a push on the baseline by Fender. As a defender, he picks up his second personal, I believe.
We'll see. Oh, that's his.
I bet you he's got that technical, and I was one behind.
Yep. So, yeah, I'm right on that. Yep. Yeah, he's got four.
Yep.
That's one area that we were a little off on, was these fouls.
We never did find out who that technical was called on. Lieberg down the paint, put it up off the backboard.
That's
going to be on Parker. And for Parker, that's going to be personal foul number three. That one we got right.
Yes.
6:42 to go. 6-point lead for Assumption. A little more intense on the full court pressure this time. Throw it all the way out up ahead to Piffner. And he got hit on the floor. They're going to give it to him. Oh,
yeah, and that's going against Verwink again.
Boy, he just kind of went flying by. A little bit of a continuation there, and they gave it to him, and Parker just got number four.
Ooh.
So the hoop and the harm now for Mr. Fender. He has 14 points. Averages 22.5 per ball game. So Ron Board back in, as is Nystrom for the Royals. Peters and Ruing take a seat. So looking to complete that old-fashioned three-point play, Mr. Fender here, and he does. So that four-point advantage finally gotten broken down to three
for a moment.
The Cardinals. 6:33 to go. Could go right down the wire tonight, Michael.
I wouldn't be surprised. The one last year did. Buzzer beaten by JT, I believe.
Lieberg catches on the block. He just backs his way down, uses the glass with the right hand, and finishes. 43-38. Royals now back up by five.
I believe that's what happened here last year, was the buzzer beaten shot in that corner by JT Schlafer and got the Royals a win.
That's right. It was right at the buzzer, wasn't it?
Yeah. Defensive lapse for the Cardinals. Again, didn't go to the Riley Thomas School of Defense.
10 seconds under 6 minutes to go. Long rebound. Grabbed out of the sky by McCarty. Working his way inside. Backs down. Turns around. Puts it up and hits it. Used that length that time to elevate and finish. 43-40. 5.5 minutes remaining. Schlafer in front of the fans of the Royals. To our right. Board on top to Nystrom. Logan, a couple of dribbles before leaving for JT. To Board, into the corner. Hands of Hagan. Owen up. Take it to the line. Goes over to Schlafer, get it down low. They're going to triple team Lieberg this time. and then they fall, all three fall away. I think if you know that wasn't happening, he would have finished it. And now going to the basket, using the basket as protection. JT with the left hand off the glass. You can book it. 45-40, 4:50 remaining in this second half in the ball game. Cardinals get it down to McCarty. Oh,
going tough, on board.
Tough call that time on Ron as he kind of was standing there defensively, and all of a sudden he got landed on and got called for the foul. It's only his first, but it is the team's sixth. So from the left side of the basket as we see it, the inbounds will come. Out on top to Fender.
Fender with those four fouls, he's got to be careful the rest of the way.
There they go to Biffner, and they're going to say a hold. I think that might be on Lieberg.
I think so. And it is.
For Chase, it's only number one. Team number seven, however, so 1-1 the rest of the way over this final 4:30 for the Cardinals. And it's going to be Lucas Biffner, the 5'9 junior, to shoot the 1-1. First free throw is on the way and short, so he will not earn the backside. And the rebound comes down to board. Royals with the ball and the 5-point lead, 4.25 to go. And a full timeout going to be taken by Josh Pultz of the Assumption Royals. So while he takes a 1-minute timeout, let's rest a little bit and do the same. We'll put Seth to even more work. Would you do that for us, buddy? We'll be back right after this.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
By the current events, that goes to show.
Good use of them.
Yeah.
4 minutes, 20 seconds to go here. 45-40 Royals with the ball, and JT to the rack.
Nice move.
10 in the first half, 10 in the second for JT. That makes 20 by my math.
Wait. Yeah, I think you got it.
4 minutes to go. Royals by 7. And
wait. Yeah, that's, yep. That adds up.
Top of the wheel now, right side. Dribble penetration, kick it out. Three ball on the way by number 3. Mr. Pent doesn't get it to go, but a long rebound, as happens quite often on three bombs.
Three ball all the way, is that like jingle all the way, but
it's
different?
Sort of, except okay. It's January now.
So. Oh, okay, all right, sorry.
Almost losing possession on a high bounce dribble that time by Fender. But fortunately, keeps it under control, and we've got 3:33 to go. Dribble penetration by number 3, Pent. On top, and this time they got a little handsy that time to JT with the push, so it'll be a 1-1 for Fender.
In the words of Chris, our good buddy Chris Berman, tick, 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 tick.
Fear the Royals, it can't tick fast enough. So that's the third on JT. 2-for-2 from the free throw line is Fender. Make that 3-for-3 as he knocks down the first of the 1-1. 47-41 Royals by 6 with 3:26 remaining. Second free throw on the way. They now lead by 5 as the second free throw is good. Cardinals not going to pick up full court right now. They're going to just kind of drop it back to half court. Man pressure. And very light at that. Schlaefer takes it all the way to the right wing unabated. Now on top, almost a turnover, but it's grabbed by Hagen before it goes into the back court. Board with Hanoff. Royals going to run a little clock here. They're doing a little weave on top. I suppose if JT can turn a corner, he'll take it. Over to Lieberg, works his way inside, stops, pops. You know, Chase can be physical down there, as he's shown about three times here in the second half. Kind of almost like to see him do a little more of that.
He's bulked up a bit, so it's good to see him doing that.
Yeah, he's kind of got a wide body on him in there. McCarty down low, bounce it back out to beyond the arc. Right side, into the hands of Erdman. Now back on top. That's Fender with it, goes between the legs, but JT again, with the good defense, is not falling for it. Three bomb, he's just going to let it fly and hit the bottom of the net. Unfortunately for him, it didn't go through the rim first.
Right, because, I mean, that hit the bottom of the net, and I was like, wait, did that go through? No, it couldn't have.
Because everybody just stood around, and from here it was like, it did look like it went in. But it did not. So the Royals have the ball with a 7-point lead and 2-2-2 in half number two.
Deuces wild.
JT to the right wing. Bounces it with the left hand. Leaves it for Board. Back over to JT. You know, you got 2:11 to go and you're up by 7. If you can hit your free throws, you can just kind of take your time and make them fall. And that's exactly what was done by McCarty.
That's number 4, McCarty.
They're not in the bonus yet, are the Royals. So one more they will be.
Yep.
Brewing comes back in for On Board. 204, 49-42 Assumption with the ball. Way back into the backcourt is Lieberg to Schlafer. They both played a little football back in their day.
Yeah, a little bit.
Back in the freshman year. Here's JT. Both kind of, he and Piffner kind of holding each other, one with the left arm, one with the right. Take it around to Lieberg now. He's being hounded by McCarty. And Royals might as well just keep running their offense, right? Brewing, drop step, got it.
Nice move.
He got way too low for the defender to stop, and he just turned and laid it up with that right hand. And the lead is now 9 with a 1:30 to go.
That could be your Wayne Larrabee dagger.
Yep. Oh, boy. Almost a 3-point play as McCarty missed one from point blank that time. But I think it was on the shot, so I'll say he's going to get 2. So it'll be 2 free throws the rest of the way.
4 on Schlafer. He's got to be careful. Cardinals have done a very good job taking Nystrom out of the game in the second half. He does not have a point. All his points came in the first half with 14.
Free throw on the way and good.
Free throw on the way.
It's after Christmas. Now, come on. We talked about this. I'm not going to have to tell you again.
Yes, sir.
Like I just did this at school today. JT on the missed free throw was above the rim as he ripped the ball out of the sky, and the Royals lead it by 8, 1:20 to go. JT's going to bring it into the front court, take it over to the left side, now bring it back to the right. He's in no hurry, just continues to make sure he keeps a little distance between himself and the defender so he doesn't get the 5-second violation. And we're going to get a reach-in foul. It'll be called on Erdman. It'll be his third. And now it'll be a 1-1 situation for JT. And got a substitution coming in for, oh, we got a technical. I think walking by the official, Mr. McCarty said something he should not have said. And right now, Coach Weinkauf wants to know what he said.
Understandably. Well, that's 5 on him anyways. That's 5 on McCarty anyways, so it's he's out no matter what.
And now they're discussing what the situation was as all three referees get together, and somebody besides the referee who called the technical is going to go explain it. To Mark Weinkauf, son of Tom, who's standing behind him next to the scorer's table. I haven't seen Tom in a while.
No, he looks good, though. Mm-hmm. That's a man that doesn't age, kind of like Bob Berkhauser.
Yeah.
And Randy Paul.
I like the first reference much better.
Okay, all right.
So now everybody on the other side of half court except for JT. And the clock running as they waiting to put a substitute in for Mr. McCarty, who fouled out. He's got about 5 seconds to get that done. And I think we're going to be set now here. Three buzzers later,
Yeah, I was like, what's this all about? Whatever.
So, JT, you going to shoot two as we get back into the action here with a minute to go? His first free throw is good. So he now has 21, looking for number 22. There's number 22. Now he's going to shoot two more. As a technical is being enforced. First one on the way and good. He hits this one, he'll have made 8 points from the charity stripe here tonight.
Boy.
And he does. 8 out of 11 for JT from the free throw line. And Royals now up by 12 with a minute to go. And that's definitely now a Wayne Larrabee dagger, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's any coming back for the Cardinals. And a good effort, though. I can't say anything bad about it.
Not for a 2-10 team, right?
No, they played tough.
I give them credit. And now there's a kind of an unintentional foul by Erdman, who grabbed JT's arm gently, but enough to make sure that the official saw it and blew the whistle and called the foul, and it's going to be the 1-1 variety for JT. Last time he had two because of the foul on the shot and two for the technical, and now it's going to be a 1-1, but it matters not because he makes the first one anyway. Up by 13. One more up and coming for Mr. Schlaefer. Second one, good. 57-43. Royals on the lead. Take it down, goes Mr. Fender. Put it up off the glass of the right hand, and timeout taken by Coach Weinkoff. 51 ticks to go, 57-45 Royals by 12. Looking to sweep the Newman Cardinals here tonight as they won the JV contest 55-32. So we look ahead to our schedule here. We've got more action for you tomorrow, both on WFHR AM 1320 at 1 o'clock. Badgers, who've been playing
Some
pretty good basketball.
Yeah, they have.
They're going to be out in California, actually, taking on the Trojans of USC. That's at 1 o'clock. That's a pretty good invitation.
Yeah.
5:30, men's hockey will be going against LIU, as they are right now on our sister station. And then on Monday, Playmakers at 5 o'clock if the radio station doesn't free shut.
It could. It could.
And at 6:40, women's Badger basketball, as they will be at Nebraska. So,
yeah, got a final from DCE. Not a good one for the Raiders.
Here's a home run, but he walked. He was trying to set up the dunk, and when he took that extra step on the home run pass from Chase Lieberg, they say that it was a walk that time by JT.
It's unfortunate.
So up by 12 into the forecourt. Quickly go the Cardinals. Pifner rotates the arc. Pent inside. Nice dump. Ooh, a little elbow that time thrown by Erdman, but he got away with it. And a full timeout going to be taken by Coach Weinkoff. So 34 seconds to go, down by 10. They're not giving up. They figured, you know what, if we can fall right away and they miss free throws and we get points, you never know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the odds at this point, but you never know. That's why you play.
Yeah.
But yeah, final from 70-45, Evergreens over the Red Raiders.
Okay. Looking at maybe bringing you a little Red Raider basketball in a couple of weeks here.
Yeah. Blackhawks, too. More of them.
Mm-hmm.
River Kings, of course. We're doing a lot of them.
Always doing the River Kings.
And it's nice to have a Friday, Saturday off away from it a little bit. But I'm still going to be going to events. I'm here tonight, tomorrow. I'm going to the Papermaker Punisher, Nakusa Wrestling Tournament, home tournament. And that's actually a neat one because this is actually the third year it's been scheduled to happen. They couldn't do it the last 2 years because the weather was so bad. We got big snowstorms, couldn't do it. And it's right before it gets bitterly, deathly cold, so they're getting it this year. So pretty excited to see that.
Probably right during the action is when the temperature will decline.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got to get up to point. Got to play with a pointer pep band tomorrow.
Ooh,
so
you got a busy day.
Oh, yeah. I'm the hardliest working man in sports journalism, man.
And there's that quick foul that we talked about. And that one is going to be whistled against Cooper Gold, whose name we haven't really called here tonight.
No, I think he just snuck into the game with the foul troubles that the Cardinals have.
Little video footage I saw of the Cardinals. He actually got a little more PT than we see tonight. So the free throws, the two-shot variety now, as the super bonus is in effect for Owen Hagen, who has not scored here this evening. An opportunity to get on the board right here. And his first one is long and left. 32.8 seconds still to go. Assumption by 10. Four possessions, eh?
Mm-hmm. Could do it.
Still be four, make it or miss. But he made it. He got himself in the scoreboard. Did Owen. And now the long pass up ahead, knocked out of bounds by Nystrom. Tenth of a second under 30 to go. Assumption by 11. Bender will trigger the inbounds. Throws it out between the jump circles. Gets it out there. Gets it right back. Little runner. Falls off the rim. No. Lieberg with the rebound. Let's see if the Cardinals fall in the final 20 seconds.
I don't think so. I think they're going to back off.
Yep. I think Coach Weinkauf said, no, don't. And so the Royals just going to dribble it out over the final 10 seconds. They stay far enough away so there's not a five-second violation, and I think we can put a W in the book for the Assumption Royals.
Good for them.
Who are going to pick up the win here tonight by the final of 58-47. Well, Michael and I got a couple of numbers to add up for you. Seth, we can probably get that done in about 2 minutes. If you could give it to us, please, bud. We'd appreciate it. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Here at Home Furniture and Design, we are thankful for our wonderful customers. And at this most glorious time of the year, we are especially grateful. Thank you and season's greetings from your friends at Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
WIRI Nakusa.
The Royals outscore Newman Cardinals by 7 in the second half to win it going away, 58-47 for Newman. They were led in scoring by their leading scorer on the year, Quincy Fender, who finishes with 19 points. After that, though, nobody else in double digits. Damian Pent finished with 9, 8 points for Liam McCarty. 6 points, Alex Erdman, and 5 for Lucas Pifner. 9 for 13 from the charity stripe for 69%, and officially turning it over about 13 times. For the Assumption Royals, big game for J.T. Schlafer. He finished with 26 points. Interestingly enough, as Michael noted during the contest, Logan Nystrom had 14. All 14 coming in the first half, 4 of them coming from downtown, the other 2 from the free throw line. 9 points for Parker Ruwink tonight. 8 for Chase Lieberg. We really enjoyed how Chase was doing that towards the end of the ball game, working himself inside, using that body, and was able to get a couple of buckets down low. and a single point tonight for Owen Hagen. 15 for 24 from the free throw line for Assumption for 63%. And the Royals turning it over again unofficially 15 times. JB's victorious also for the Royals, 55 to 32. So a clean sweep here tonight from Assumption. Final thoughts, Michael?
The Royals, they did what they had to do. They got a lead. They were able to keep it for the majority of the game. There's just that one little 27, 26, 28, you know, that little buffer in there towards the end of the first half. But other than that, it was a controlling effort. They kind of got back to the way that they know they can play, and they did it against an arch rival. That's a very good quality team that their record does not show how good they really are. So, congratulations to Coach Paltz and the boys. Nice win, and get back to work and get after it for next week, or actually tomorrow when they go up to that state west of here and try to get a win over there.
Yeah, they take on Centennial out of Minnesota, who play in the Northwest Suburban Conference. Their record is 6-6, 2-4 in their conference. And going into Wednesday, they had lost 5 in a row at Centennial. So they've got to make that long trip, and that's going to be at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Meanwhile, speaking of long trips, Shawamigan from the Marywood North will be heading down to Newman Catholic. That game will be next week, Thursday. And Shawamigan also on a little bit of a losing streak, as they've lost 7 of their last 8, and they're at Rib Lake tonight. So that's what's upcoming for these two squads, and we hope you guys have a great weekend. Stay safe, stay warm. So for Seth Habiger back at our studios, doing a great job per usual, and Michael Comer, we always appreciate his efforts. This is Randy Paul saying so long, everybody, as you've been listening to Victorious Assumption Royal Basketball here on FM 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few flurries, a low of 5 to 10, wind chills to 10 below, and windy. For tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the low teens, but wind chills near 10 below. Even colder Sunday, high only 3 below, wind chills 20 to 30 below. Right now it's 33.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5
all down at Margie's bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up, the song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night, said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Now Bubba ain't never been accused of being mentally stable, so we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. They dragged him right out of Margie's. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox last night. Sheriff arrived with his bathrobe on. The confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered at a reckless head.
just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped the with one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. But he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide.
Phone in your hand, the directions to the party that's just started with that cover band. That old school radio station, let's just drive until it's faded. Girl, let's lose it tonight. Cause when you do that thing right there, flipping your hair, baby, I swear. I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got my heart skips skipping a beat. Between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music. Girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it. Yeah, I lose it. Yeah, I lose it. Let's start with them Luke Casey's, baby. Kick 'em to the floor, boy. Pins holding your hair up, girl, you don't need them no more. That dress hanging off your shoulder as you move a little closer. Yeah, let's lose it tonight. Yeah, girl, I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got my heart skips skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so there's space between you and me. Let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music. Girl, that thing right there, flipping your hair, baby, I swear. I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got my heart skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music. Girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, was sitting there, his brush in hand, painting waves as they danced upon the sand. With every stroke, he brought to life the deep blue of the ocean against the morning sky. I ask him if he only painted ocean scenes. He
said for $20 I'll paint you anything. Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town, porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing, cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. He looked at me with knowing eyes and took a canvas from a bag there by his side. Picked up a brush and said to me, "Son, just where in this picture would you like to be?" Said, if there's any way you can, could you paint me back into her arms again? Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town, porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard, cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham, paint me a Birmingham, make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town, porch going all the way around. Early spring, for a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham, oh, paint me a Birmingham.
Tell your smart speaker to play WIRI.
I don't know if you're looking at me or not. You probably smile like that all the time. I don't mean to bother you, but I couldn't just walk by and not say hi. And I know your name, cause everybody in here knows your name. You're not looking for anything right now, so I don't wanna come on strong. Don't get me wrong, your eyes are so intimidating. My heart is pounding, but it's just a conversation. No, girl, I'm not a wasted. You don't know me, I don't know you, but I want to. And I don't wanna steal your freedom. I don't wanna change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just wanna take your time. I don't wanna wreck your Friday. I ain't gonna waste my life. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time. And I know it starts with hello, and the next thing you know, you try to be nice, and some guy's getting too close, trying to pick you up, trying to get you to run. And I'm sure one of your friends is about to come over here, cause she's supposed to save you from random guys that talk too much and wanna stay too long. It's the same old song and dance, but I think you know it well. You could've rolled your ass, told me to go to hell, could've walked away. But you're still here, and I'm still here. Come on, let's see where it goes. I don't wanna steal your freedom. I don't wanna change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just wanna take your time.
your time. I don't want to blow your phone up. I just want to blow your mind. I don't have to take your heart. I just want to take your time. No, I ain't gotta call you, baby. And I ain't gotta call you mine. I don't have to take your heart. I just want to take your time.
Shots, throwing down at the spot. Three sheets, just me and the guys. Every single Saturday night I was killing time, crushing cans, trying not to catch a tan. Cause I was under them neon lights every single Saturday night, yeah. Everybody knew they could find me there. On a white claw, shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, man, what a beautiful sight. Ain't a morning you don't wake up in my shirt now. Even holding hands, walking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah, my last single Saturday night. Now when I'm out having a drink or two, if they see me, well, they see you. Cause girl, I got you by my side every single Saturday night, yeah. Every now and then the boys tell me they miss me. Oh, but they all get it cause they were right there with me. Yeah, with me when sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw. Shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, man, what a beautiful sight. Ain't a morning you don't wake up in my shirt now. Even holding hands, walking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. The last time that I'd buy a drink for a girl I'd never met before. I wasn't looking for love when I walked through the door. But damn if I didn't find what I wasn't even looking for. Corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw, shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, damn, what a beautiful sight. Ain't a morning you don't wake up in my shirt now. Look at us even picking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah, my last single Saturday night.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. It's a